All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215 or visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com for all of your tax needs. Now, as the MLB season has gotten underway, there have been several surprises, good and bad, team-wise and individual-wise. And one player that is a bit of a shock right now is going to be the struggles of New York Mets third baseman Jose Reyes. And I tell you this because right now, through 13 games, Reyes is only batting .087 with an on-base percentage of .176. Reyes only has 4 hits to his credit and 51 plate appearances, no stolen bases, just 5 walks, and he has been struck out 13 times. If you look at the stats for Reyes, he does not have any multi-hit games this season, and his last hit came on April 14th when he went 1-for-2 with 2 walks in a 3-2 loss against the Miami Marlins. Of course, the Mets brought Reyes back last season, and they were hoping that he could be a spark plug for them, and he did do that. As in 60 games with the Metropolitans in 2016, he batted .267 with an on-base percentage of .326. He hit 8 home runs while driving in 24 runs, and he also stole 9 bases. Now, Reyes is a player that is 33 years of age. He's not the same player that he was during his first run with the Mets. Of course, you remember the excitement that he brought to this team as he led the National League in stolen bases in 3 consecutive years. Of course, he left following the 2011 season. He got that big contract with the Miami Marlins. Then he was traded to the Toronto Blue Jays, and then he was traded to the Colorado Rockies, and he had a domestic violence incident that really brought the end of his career with Colorado, and the Mets picked him up off of the scrap heap. It's a situation for Reyes right now. You know, he's found himself he was dropped in the batting order. Of course, he's a perennial leadoff guy, but Mets manager Terry Collins has even dropped him down to 7th because he simply isn't producing. And if you need your leadoff guy, you know, to kind of get the blood flowing for the team, and Reyes isn't doing it, if you're Terry Collins, you have to drop him in the batting order and get somebody else in there to potentially get a chance to be that spark plug, be that igniter. And right now, Reyes simply is not doing that. I mean, he still is a solid defensive presence at the hot corner for the Mets. Of course, no David Wright at third base. And I think it's going to, I highly doubt that you're going to see David Wright back this season because the injury bug is really catching up to him. You look at some of the other quality Met infielders, such as Drubal Cabrera, who is locked in at short. You have Wilmer Flores, who to me is a man without a position, because, you know, the Mets brought him up as a middle infielder, but he really doesn't have the great footwork, but he has a strong work ethic, and I think he's better suited for first base. You also have Ty Kelly and Matt Reynolds, who are on that minor league Triple-A shuttle going back and forth, and then you have TJ Rivera, who is joining them as well. I think TJ Rivera could be a spark for this team if the Mets give him the opportunity. But we've seen over the years with the Mets what they do. They'll call a guy up and they don't play him. And I think, you know, that's a bad idea. If you're going to bring somebody up, you got to give them the opportunity to get some reps, especially if they were doing positive things at the minor league level. And I think TJ Rivera is a guy that could be that spark. I think the Mets are going to give Reyes every opportunity to get it turned around, and I think he will pick it up at some point and potentially be a .240 hitter. It's just one of those things. When you get off to a slow start or you're in a slump, the baseball seems like the size of a golf ball. And then, of course, once you get on that roll, the size of the baseball looks like a beach ball, and you can simply hit everything. I think Reyes is still a very talented player. Not an all-star caliber player like he was during his first indoctrination with the Mets. And like I said, I think they are going to be very patient and give him every opportunity to turn this around. He's a positive guy, and he's a good guy in the clubhouse. And he's going to do everything right by this organization because he is grateful for the opportunity to be back with them. So I think it's mutual on both parts, and now it's just a matter to see if and when Reyes gets it turned around. The Mets are home tonight to begin a series against the Philadelphia Phillies, which will be followed by a three-game set over the weekend against the Washington Nationals. It's very early still, but this is an important set for the Mets, especially after you lost the last three games of a four-game series over the weekend to the Miami Marlins. You want to try to get back on track. You know that the Nationals were the team that beat you out of the division title last year, and you want to show them that you are a force, or you're going to be a force in 2017. How do you do that? You need everybody to step up, and you need a guy like Reyes to be there when you need him. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think he turns it around at some point, but hopefully for the Mets, Reyes will get it going sooner rather than later. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page of 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.